Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7. Ngisonto mhla ka 10 kuLwezi 2024, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhonda khondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria. IZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Siza kuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide. Kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxalo nozinti owake waba ludumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi ngifika kuFreedom Stars ngithethe ukukhompela la izinto zazi right, but ngikhompela wathi iTN ayivumvo iligi South Africa okuningi ngangi-exam watho lokhu yini ngenza but umzimba.
Zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha ezamasiko ziyalandela. Kulandela ukunqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party, iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba lomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kunguDonald Trump lona esimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela kuDonald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhonda khondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Africa. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Africa kulowo mhlangano, kuthi ukuthi sesizobona-ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Afrika.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, kuyini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Afrika, yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanyamazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yiAmerica, zinokwenza neAmerica. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine, umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokhu iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana Israeli namaPalestine eGaza eLibanon, umuntu oxhase kakhulu liyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka, ebula amaJuda, ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi, konke lokhuyana ngama-Amerika kuxhasa. esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izimpi ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje na ukampeni yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengu president elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali ze news eze nuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingalethi imkhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengabo Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona awu bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela yesecurity yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu okuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lo ukungena kwaDonald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bumungcuke buzoba mungcu kakhulu ngaphansi kaDonald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana ukuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela kuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela akade likuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa izwe kazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrica ngoba kunengi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embono ukuthi ke ukuza kaDonald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathandi izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngobuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke naku kuphuzu lokubavikela kwisecurity ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama-American. So konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza kaDonald Trump kuza kuqube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama-American.
Lo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana uNkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye nokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Inanzelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku eArizona State University kulabantu abatsha abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe uyazihambela laba bakubuza hayi ubhalisile yini ukuvota ithuba lokuvota selikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi belabe belamadesk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasho ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphatheke endlelweni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasha basukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wama-elections adlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump lonkosikazi Harris ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Harris kungabe kubangelwe yikuyini nxa sikhangela ke imikhankaso yababili laba.
Okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemeluka ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokho abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzelileyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona yikuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinileyo sewinile, ubukhokheli bona lobo bukaTrump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwakhongratulethwana ukuthi hhayi iMelika yayiye phambili abantu beMelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi. Khonkhana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze. Njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina ngakukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphathekeni endleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi ukuphatheka kwakhona ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iparlamenti isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi ucouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi kumsekelo sombutho sathi siamendwa soku each province sile parliamentarian ongomela abantu abatsha. So i province nga province lo muntu oyedwa eyam secondary ukuthi ayi parliament ayemela abantu abatsha. So kuqhathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo ukuthi ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephathe ngendlela enilezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi la bebuye le mpono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besinomnumzana Nkosikhona Dikiti osakhulayo olapha eMelika, sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Ntabo Kancube.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Benana masiko
wena,
benana masiko
wena.
Kwenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lami umthembu Sithembayo Gibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Baba Ngwenya kunjani baba?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu kalingani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo?
Njalo ngiphosela ezinduneni, izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lowo mlando wokuyacela amazolo ukwenzela ukuthi bazakale ukuthi sibisafelwa zikhomo singenza njani. Lowo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisizo zinduna zepolitiki. Mele amasiko abantu, kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bekucela amazolo ezindaweni okucelwa khona. Isikhomo sezikhele, abanye izibaya sezivalile.
Ye, singathi nxa sikhangela po. Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya. Po njengoba kunje komile kunje, po kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesintu sibi?
Azihambe azikhiphe abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeniyo nasemtolo kwezindawo zemtolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobubelo. Izulu liyaduma nelele phezulu libe lomoya oyesabekayo, izindlu zithathwe, konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kubikwe. Nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishayiwe inkosazana, kuyadingakala ukuthi nabo bantu bavayifika endlini kwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
bengaakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayifika ezindaweni zonke kalula ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi awanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Yes, siyakhumbula baba ngwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa. Uzokuthwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazenzwa konke lokhu lalokhu. Kusayenziwa phoko nokho njengoba izulisala kanga.
Lokho okuchoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi yenziwe kungakabile eSewula. Okhathesi wafika lapho koBulawayo uyabona kubothelwe amanembu esikhathini. Kulamafleki indawo zonke esingakwazi ukuthi lawo mafleki amathalabhani yini konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo banemasobhuku wabo induna kayiibuye ikhalime umasipala azake ayincithe nabe-ZBC azake bayincithe induna ukuthi ayiphosele ilizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na babangwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zisezakhuluma nombusi welizwe naye kutazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ungaphosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukuthi mina hayi ngezigaba ngezigaba akufikuyeni ngiyafika laphana elufanda ngithi idonki sezikhukhuza izihlahla izidonki ziyacuba ngasokucuba idonki yanhle okufisa ukuthi inkomo seziphelile yikho engakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye leyo ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mkhabinyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke koBulawayo. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Ngolivalisa emoyeni namhlanje umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalelani ezinye inhlelo
ezilandelayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguntunga milinko mo namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni la namhlanje. Ekubongene kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu baloluhlelo olwestudio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langanelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika 11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Sabambelele uPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Na indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye na indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esishini sikanina. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinaso isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe. kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele babaphendula koJohane nePetros bathi bona hayi kathi namangala kangaka ninabantu nimangalani akusiwona amandla ethu lawa ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika thina sathi uyaphila uyinkosi yamakhosi yiwo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala kakhulu ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga abantu bahlala bemangala njalo ukuthi lapha kuyenzeka le kanjani bahlala bebuzaneke i-district yonke kuthi kathi laphana kwayenza kanjani abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalowo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe bona ke bafika bakhuleka bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani leyo into eyenzakalayo langanelangana namhlanje isayenzakala bantu benkosi ebantwini abathandazayo nanamhlanje le nto isayenzakala abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile abathandazayo bethandaza abantu abangatholi imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela ngokutsho njalo ke ngiyabonga ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela nabagulayo besemakhaya nabagulayo befihla asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli ivangeli li straightforward thandazwela umuntu aphile ame ngeenyawo aphile ehambe engophilayo efakaze etshela abantu abaningi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo ngoba uye yedwa onamandla wokusindisa abantu asithandazeni sonke ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla Nkosi siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana izimviyo zabantwana ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe babhalile bafuna ukupasa iba nabo Nkosi siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen rahuleboga modimo mo lebitsong la Ntate lila mora lila moya mohala ka osa feeling amen
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungamili Nkomo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo unozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphonyokayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi onozinti bengaqeqeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
Ut uDube odume kwele Zimbabwe ebambela iqembu le Hawkman uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni leSouth Africa ngo-2014 njalo uthi ukuba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe okuqhatshwa liqembu leFree State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa nguSteve Kompela.
Ye, ngangizibona ukuthi hayi kathi esinyathezile ukuba kompa and isikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma-tries amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi ngifika kuFree State Stars ngangithetha ngukompela la izinto zazi-right but ukompela wathi yeah, ithiyani ayivumi for iligue eSouth Africa. Isisikhathi I think onyango eqalisa ukufika eSouth Africa sasisonke uma-try okuningi ngangi-exam ngotho lokhu yini ngiyenza but umzimba.
UDube yena wale minyaka engamashumi amathathu lesithupha 36 yokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane idlalela iqembu levula indlela juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathi esiya kuqembu le-Real Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi olodumo u-Ali Baba Dube yikho lapha ntshintsha khona waba nginozinti.
Ngiqale ukudlala ibhora mncane sadlala kuvula indlela ngase ngithathwa ngu-Ali Baba ngayo kule kuvula indlela ngangisadlala phakathi then one day sithe sengu-Real Stars ukhipha bangabo nginabanye abazotshela umbone emaphepheni badano akusibani kwashe kwaba yikutshintsha kwami iposition from that day ngahle ngaqala ukutrena njengokhipha lapho kwaqalela khona career yami yokuba ngu-goalkeeper.
Ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala ukuba unozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho athola khona indumela isikhathi edlalela iqembu le-Hawkman kunenga akukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yekuqembu le-Chikuru Party lona elafika ku-final yembada Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa yi-Highlanders nge-3-0. Ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka ka-2014.
Ifootballer iyafuna udlala ne-national team so ukubona elakho ibizo lisiba khona lapha kuya kutshengisa ukuthi lawo usebenza nzima khona kwakungekho lula njengamakhipha ababesuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wyland babesithi u-blind lami kwangumanyala injani angi-blind so vele thina sisodwa sabe sitshela ndanye ukukhulela la niyakukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenjani bephandle njalo labantu oyakusebenza la edeyini yabo.
UDube uthi umdlalo angasoze awukhohle umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu le-Hawkman elangcikilana khona leqembu le-Dynamo se-Rufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala ku-Premier Soccer League ngo-2013.
Sasiyadlala e-Dynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngihlezi phandle ngisapho
sesitshaye umaphu kahle kahle sesitshayele umaphu u-Efrem Mazaro ngoba mase sibuyela laphana sesiyatshintsha wafo wathi sesiya yazi wathi esithi ngosudlala engakatshela ucoach ngaqhuka wanjeda ungabi le nto iporadi lidlala kuthi nwanisemu yalenaleli ozolidlala lapha kwi-Premier League endenakanye sathi iporadi iqala bahle baqalisa wathi akuyazi iitango seyenda washing mshue wathi okukhona wahle walitshaya i-washing mshue athi kubamba one
UDube uthe okunye okwancedayo ukudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni okuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani udlise khona njengomdlalo abawudlala leZPC Kariba.
Umuntu watshaya ibhora mna ngangitshela ukuthi phandle ngathi ndithena ngangitshela ibhora kubo polpol ngalithola linjani isenethi lathi ngandlala lamasenior ama-seasoned players webediki gibet banda mina timbera babona nje ukuthi lidobho esijikele esente sewuhlohlile yikho ukukhona kusatshintshi ungakhangeli phansi and the late game I think sayiwina 3-1.
UDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu. Uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besentubeni beze bebe ngocwebesha. Okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuzifa Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lomdeni wakhe elokitshini lemganwini kobulawayo njalo labantwana ababili imele Studio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Walivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenawo muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.